through the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the International Space Station, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 380 kilometers above the Earth. This all is accomplished by ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS currently is flying over the Indian Ocean, whizzing along at 28,000 kilometers an hour, which is nearly 8 kilometers per second. This contact will be performed using the Telebridge network. That's a worldwide network of amateur radio stations that enables students to contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of amateur radio volunteers that develop and operate the amateur radio station on the International Space Station. These volunteers are delegates from national amateur radio societies from the nations that develop the ISS. Among these societies are the American Radio Relay League and AMSA, the Worldwide Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, and for Belgium, the Royal Union of Belgian Radio Amateurs, the UBA. ARIS closely collaborates with the space agencies, in the present case, more precisely with NASA. The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS is VK4 Kilo Hotel Zulu, located in Australia and operated by Shane Lind. Thank you, Shane, for helping us out.
No problem at all, Gaston. It's a pleasure from this end.
Thank you so much. Today, we have students gathered in a place called Technopolis, located in the city Mechelen, Flanders, Belgium. Now, let's check in with the students. Please, tell us about Technopolis and the students that are taking part today.
Yes, hello, good morning. We're indeed calling from Technopolis, Belgium. We're in a Flemish Science Center. Our interest is to bring science and technologies closer to the people, also, and of course, to the children. The students who are here today, they all prepared their own questions, and they did that by participating in a contest from the UBA, that's the Royal Union from Belgium, Zend Amateurs. I don't know how to translate that word.
Radio Amateurs.
Radio Amateurs. So they will now all ask their question, if that's okay for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, I already told it before the official opening of Telebridge. The weather over here in Belgium is winter weather. It's freezing over here. And we will soon have a little bit of snow too, I suppose. And how is it in Australia, Shane, please?
Okay, fine, Gaston. Well, it's just on 8:26 p.m. in the evening here. We're approaching our wet season, which is the time of the year when we have most of our rain. And outside at the moment, it's 27 degrees Celsius. It's a very warm night and quite a mild night. We've had somewhat overcast weather today, but it has been surprisingly cooler than what it has been recently. Back to you, Gaston.
Okay, Shane, will you tell us something about the way you are going to handle the contact?
Yeah, sure, Gaston. How we'll handle a contact is, once I start calling the International Space Station and we establish contact with the astronauts, I'll just simply make a brief introduction to confirm that the signal levels are adequate, and then I'll simply say, please go ahead, Technopolis, with your first question. And at that point, if the first person could then proceed with their question. Okay?
Oh, that's okay. That's fine, Shane. So we're well understood that. Shane will call the International Space Station. He will call several times. He will start calling even before the ISS come up over the horizon. Because sometimes we have a phenomenon that we can have a few seconds just before it rises over the horizon and already have radio contact. Very small signals with a lot of noise. You will hear the radio noise, like a kind of shh. That's the radio noise of the VHF system. For technicians, I will add that the frequency that is used is in the amateur radio band of the 2 meter band. We are using a frequency on 145 megahertz, 2 meter band. And so that makes a lot of noise, and as soon as the contact is established, then the noise disappears, and we have the audio, the voice of the astronaut in the first seconds, perhaps not very clear, but on the next over, the signals will be much better. So, anyway, let us hope so, because remember that what we are doing on ISS is an experiment. Indeed, the International Space Station is an experiment of mankind. And what we do today is participating to that kind of experiment. So, an experiment can be positive or negative. Anyway, it's always worth trying, and let us keep our fingers crossed and hope that the contact, the radio contact with the International Space Station will be established in good conditions. So, we have still 5 minutes to go, is that right, Shane?
That's correct, Gaston. Would you like me to just give you a brief overview of the type of equipment we'll be using and the antennas and so forth with today's contact, just for the technical guys?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, with the primary station that we'll be using here today, it'll be a Yaesu FT847, and that's driving a linear amplifier, which is an Andrews PA350 at about 100 watts. The antenna system that we're using here, we've got twin 6-element by 6-element cross Yagi antennas, which will track the space station as it comes up over the horizon, and that will continually track throughout the whole course of the contact. We also have a secondary station here as well, just in case we have some issues. The secondary station is the Yaesu FT736, also into a, it's a vertical antenna, but I'm just unsure of the correct terminology for it. The name escapes me for the moment, but that's there as a secondary station, just in case we end up having some difficulties with. I don't anticipate we will. Back to you, Gaston.
Oh yes, thank you so much, Shane. Well, we have your picture view. Remember the last picture you sent me? It's now shown on the big screen here, so everybody can look at you and sitting before your station. And the next picture is the antennas, your cross-yagis. We have them in the blue sky now, and we can all admire them.
No worries at all, Gaston. That's good, mate.
Very well. So you have a lot of equipment there. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 transceivers and amplifiers. That's correct?
That's correct, Gaston. Yeah, there are 4 transceivers here and 2 amplifiers specifically for ARIS or for the ARIS contacts.
Oh, yeah. Very well. I see that you also have the ARIS logo on your wall there. Very nice. What are the big screens over your head?
What I've got there, Gaston, I've got 2 other separate computers that track other satellites, just low orbit Earth satellites, plus the screen on the left also tracks the International Space Station.
Oh, yeah, I see. And you have the world map, I see there. Yeah, the world map, of course, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. That world map that you can see is actually that PC32, which is the middle monitor, and that's the main monitor that I'm using today for today's contact.
Very well. Well, you have a nice, very nice equipment. you have an idea how much telebridge operations you have done till you're in business, Shane?
It's difficult to say, Gaston. I stopped counting after I got to about 20, so it's probably over 20-odd now, I would suggest.
Yes, I was thinking that it was something like that. So you have done already 20 of these experiments. Very nice. We're also doing a lot of work with your friend Tony Hutchison.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, Tony's a very, very good guy.
Very well. Well, my personal satellite station is in the Eurospace Center. Eurospace Center here in Belgium is in the southern part of the country. And it's a space camp, you know, where youngsters can come for a week and do a lot of training on ISS models, etc. And my satellite station is over there.
Okay.
So, if you're ready to call, you just tell me. It's not
okay, yeah,
a little bit early.
Yeah, we've still got a little bit of time, Gaston. Got about a minute and a half to go. So in about 30 seconds, we'll start calling and we'll see how we go. But we're just a little bit early just at this point. Can you still hear me, Gaston? Gaston? Hello, Gaston.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound good at all. You're still there, Graham?
Yep, I'm still there, Shane.
Okay.
Just bear with me, I'll go and see if I can find the operator.
Okay.
Please have your passcode and conference leader's name available. A coordinator will assist you momentarily.
Hi, Shane. It's Wayne in Halifax, just to let
you know. Hi, Wayne. How are you, mate?
Well, we've had better mornings. Our condition here is red. We have a high SWR, and we have no estimated time of being on air, so we can't connect support for this event.
Okay, that's all. I'm just about to have AOS with Mike.
This is conference coordinator,
Colter Light. Hi, we seem to have lost the link with Gaston in Belgium.
Okay, I'll recall out. My show's line still connected, though.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
New year to you. Mike, we have a small technical difficulty in that the school has been disconnected from the phone, so if you can stand by just for a couple of moments, and hopefully they'll be back on. How do you receive me, Mike? Over.
Shane, good evening, happy new year, and we receive you 5x9, standing by, over.
Yeah, no problem at all, Mike. Hopefully it won't be too much longer, and we'll have Gaston back on. But ironically, just with a few seconds before contact time, Gaston's line dropped. So yeah, if you can stand by just for a couple of moments, mate, and I'm sure they'll be back.
Okay. Standing by with pleasure, Shane, and that's Murphy's Law. It works really well with spacecraft, I'll tell you what. So, standing by. Thanks.
Gaston, are you back here?
We are. Go ahead.
You are? You're back, Gaston?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, please ready for the first question.
Okay, please go
ahead. Where is the first question?
First question.
My name is Holger. How long could I live in ISS as a boy of 12 years old without becoming ill? Over.
Hello, Olga. This is Mike aboard the International Space Station. We've never had anybody so young aboard space station. I think you could do fine for a couple weeks, but because the weightlessness is tough on people's bones, that you probably need to wait until you're fully grown to be up here for a long period of time, like myself and Yuri, who will be up here 6 months. Over.
My name is Lawrence. How is it to make a walk in space? Over.
Lawrence, walking in space is so much fun. It's also a lot of work. You put on a very big, thick spacesuit, and it takes a lot of effort to move around, but it's very amazing to be outside and see our beautiful planet. Over.
My name is Sander. Can you still hear the Big Bang? Over.
Oh, Sander, many people with the radio telescopes can still hear the Big Bang, the echoes that are going through our universe. aboard the space station, we do not have that kind of equipment, so we cannot hear it. Over.
My name is Nicola. What do you have to do if you have to do pee-pee in a space? Over.
Well, Nicholas, we have a two bathrooms aboard the space station, and so we can use we can do the PP in space without any problem in our bathroom. It uses a funnel and puts all the PP into this big metal container, and then we throw the metal container away. Over.
My name is Anna. Since when are you an astronaut? Over.
Good morning, Anna. I've been an astronaut since 1996, so that's 12 or 13 years right now. It's what I always wanted to be, and I'm very, very happy. Over.
My name is Sam. Do you recycle your garbage, or do you throw it outside? Over.
Well, Fran, we use as many things as we can aboard the space station because we're very limited on our resource. But when we're done with it, when we have this garbage, we put it into one of our old cargo ships and we burn it up in the atmosphere. Over.
My name is Leonie. How many days do you stay in the ESS? Over.
Leonie, this time around I'm going to be in space for 6 months aboard the space station. And last time I was for 6 months. So when it was all total, my entire life will be 1 year. Over.
My name is Irina. Are you not afraid to fall the ill when you go out since the ice is over?
Irina, that's such a good question because that is very tricky. When you're on a spacewalk, it feels like maybe you could fall, but you're weightless and you cannot fall, but you have to be careful and you have to really focus so that you don't have that feeling. That's a great question. Over.
My name is Nico. How long do you have to study to become an astronaut? Over.
Well, Nico, you have to study very hard and get very good marks in school, and then you have to apply to become astronaut. So it takes a long time. Once you become astronaut, then you have to wait. You have to study for a couple more years just to get to be considered to go space flying, and then for each mission, it's a couple more years. So it takes a long time to study to be astronaut. Over.
My name is Alvin. How do you spend your free time in a space station? Over.
Yes, in the space station we're very busy. We don't have a lot of free time, but when we have free time, I do two things. I try to talk to my family. We have a small space telephone, and I also read lots of books. They send up electronic books, and I read all the time. Reading is good for you. Over.
My name is Walter. What do you eat? Over.
That's a great question. All of our food is prepared ahead of time for us, and they come in cans and in pouches, and so we eat a combination of American food and Russian food and sometimes a little bit of Japanese food, but so far no food from Belgium. Over.
My name is James. How do you take a bath? Over.
James, to take a bath in space, we do not have a shower. We do not have a bathtub full of water. We wipe ourselves from head to toe with a wet towel, and it keeps us nice and clean. Over.
My name is Tiani. When was your first space flight, and how did you like it? Over.
Hello, Tiani. My first space flight was in 2004, and right now I'm on my second space flight. My first space flight, I launched from Baikonur Cosmodrome on a Russian Soyuz, and it was so amazing. My dreams came true. I wanted my whole life to become an astronaut and fly in space, and it was very amazing. I loved every minute. Over.
My name is Chloe. How does the lungs of the space shuttle feel like? Over.
Ruiz, this is a great question. Unfortunately, I do not know. I've never flown on space shuttle, never launched on space shuttle. But I can tell you about launching on the Soyuz. It takes only 9 minutes, 8.5 to 9 minutes to get into space, going from the ground into space. And during that time, you're pushed in your seat. You hear the very roar of the rockets. It's quite an amazing ride. Over.
My name is Kevin. Can you just go outside to fix something? Over.
Oh, Kevin, if something breaks outside, we certainly can go outside and fix it, but we can't just go outside. It takes a lot of coordination with the ground. It takes a lot of resources to make sure our spacesuits have enough oxygen inside of them and enough carbon dioxide removal, water, things like that. So it takes about a week if we wanted to go outside to make all the preparations. Over.
My name is Dane. What are your feelings during the launch when you leave the Earth? Over.
Dane, when you're leaving the Earth, it's an amazing feeling. Of course, you feel the physical forces of the rocket pushing down on you, but that's easy. It's the emotional forces of feeling so happy to go to do some big adventure like that is quite an emotional feeling. It's very happy. Over.
All right, Mike, this is Gaston, Oscar November 4, Whiskey Fox. Well, we have to thank you very much for the very great answers you gave to these questions, and here is a big applause for you from the audience. And of course, Mike, very good, happy new year to you and to all the crew. Over.
Well, Gaston, from the Expedition 18 crew aboard the International Space Station, it was a pleasure talking with you all, and we wish you all a happy new year. And to all the kids at Technopolis in Belgium, we really want to encourage you to study hard and be good. Belgium is part of the International Space Station partnership. I know my friend is Frans de Vinne, who's a Belgian astronaut. We're very proud of Frank, and we're very proud of Belgium to be part of our great partnership. So to all the kids, be good and study hard, and greetings from International Space Station. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much, Shane.
Okay,
and,
yes. 73 to you, Mike. This is Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, now clear. 73s, we're just about to lose you.
And 73s to you, Shane, and to Gaston. This is NA1SS, the International Space Station.
Thanks, Gaston.
73 from Belgium to you and to all the crew. And thank you so much for all you are doing on the ARI station on board. I know that now you are going to work on it and set up the repeater for VU. Thank you so much. Have a good time. See you later. Bye-bye. 73.
Yeah, we're lost in this one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station Victor Kilo 4 Kilo Hotel Zulu in Australia, operated by Shane Lind, contacted ISS Commander Colonel Mike Fink, Kilo Echo 5 Alpha India Tango, aboard the International Space Station, talking with students in Technopolis, Flanders, Belgium. For the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the amateur radio societies around the world and NASA, this is Gaston Bertel, amateur radio operator Oscar November 4, Willy Fox, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms. 73, best wishes and Happy New Year. Operator, we now close the lines. Thank you. Thank you so much, Shane. Thank you so much, Graham, for helping us out. And congratulations, Shane, for the nice contact.
Yeah, thank you, Gaston, and congratulations to Technopolis in Belgium. Very well done, and the students were obviously very well prepared. Thank you, Gaston.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you, Graham, too.
Okay, bye-bye, Gaston. Talk to you later, Shane. Bye-bye.
See you, Graham. See you, mate.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Same tree. Bye-bye.